Rishus Rabbi Mari. All the Rishus Rabbi Mari. It took us during Lach and Erev Shabbos. That should be finished on Shabbos. That means we did from the Sif Alf to the Sif Dalad, when he wrote the Sugar of Meir Lanafri. Over there, the Sugar of Kabbalonis, through a case of a Goy, whether it's Kotzas or not Kotzas, Sif Dalad and Geirtet, having enough from Lachal through the case of a Goy. Sif Hei is a Sugar of Kalim during Lachal for you on Erev Shabbos, at least the case of Shabbos. We have a Vaisa on Shabbos and Afir Ches, being down five cases. The first case is Pleskin Mayim Legino. The person opens up the water channel from the spring towards his field. The second case is Nichim Bugma Taksa Kalim, putting the summon on with the garden to get smelled up. The third case, Nichim Gophers Taksa Kalim, sulfur underneath your silver. The fourth case is Kilo Gaba Ayin. That means the Kilo, this ointment, is thick or is it thin. If it's thin, even on Shabbos is mutter, but since it's thick over here, we learn the mission of Ches, if it's only mutter on Erev Shabbos. And the fifth case, if it's Pilatus Gabay Mako, bring this plastic up your Mako, Suga Rafua, Suga Machik. Of these five cases, the Torah brings down, the Mechab brings down three of the five. For the reason why they left out the case of Gophris, because they said the case of Mugmar, same thing. The reason why they left out this Pilatus says the case of Kilo, the same thing. That's if we have these five cases, the Brisa, we bring down three of them. Then the Mamshech, the Brisa over here, and says, however, you cannot put four wheat inside a mill of water. Now, we seem to have five cases of mutter, and one case might set ulcer. And the question for the Gemara is, why the first five mutter and Mash Enkin, the four inside the Rechaim Shalmayim, is also over here? So Gemara brings down over here, Machalik Shalom Nachoyim, Rabbi Sad Mitzad Suga of Mashmois Kerl. Now, come on, you hear a noise on Shabbos. Rashi explains, Avshemoso, over here, since it makes noise, it grabs attention over here, and the Ikkas loosen the Shabbos. If it's loosened on Shabbos, when you're hearing a case of noise, come on, the base, if he wants to disagree, and says, you said over here, the Suga of Shvisas Kalim is also on Shabbos. And therefore, that we had explained that from last to Mahalchim, either it's going to the base Hillel, but he holds the Chilik, whether this Kleel over here is Yeshba Maisa, Inban Maisa. We're going to be Shammai, that holds all Shvisas Kalim and Maisa's Elser. How do we ever have Kalim working on Shabbos? Gemara says, you mafka the Kli. So it comes out Mitzada Sugya, why is the case over here? You cannot put Chitim inside of Chaim Shammai on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Mahalchim. Either we have Rabba Shmos Kol, or we have Rabbi Yosef, either a Shvisas Kalim according to Beisil, or according to Beishammai. First question. First question. This Indian, I'm putting the tour inside the Rechaim on Shabbos. We're saying Erev Shabbos, we're saying it's also each one on to a Chito, and we have to hold a Paskin. The question is, what about on Shabbos itself? You have the Rechaim Shalmayim going, you have the Smil going, and you have the tour, and you put it inside the Rechaim, and it starts going. On Shabbos, what's the Aloha? Is that going to be Issa the Rabbon or Issa the Raisa? Come on, the Mogavom, Mr. Kodnchov. He starts off one way, he goes another way. His maskona says maksa shekel, and the bialoch b'gzan is mitzad this way. That at the end of the day, it's only isad rabbanon even on Shabbos. Korban san goes this way. The Ram Shik and Shuv goes this way. The way the Ram Shik explains, and the Mogavam seem to be saying, that even on Shabbos in and of itself, when you put the truah inside, are you doing the malacha? No, the mill is doing it. In essence, you're being goyim malacha to happen. You have the Gemara on Shabbos in after Chofa Beis that says lo sasa kol malacha. Malachas also gromo is mutter minatayro. You might have Issa d'Rabbanan, the more passed away in Simchat Torah Medalad. Therefore, it says the Mor Avram, the Chor putting this food inside the mill, even on Shabbos, is only in Issa d'Rabbanan. Sada Shani, the Bialachas Mamshech, and the Pnei Shur, the Sugi is very clear that way. The words of Bialachas is Kimu Achoinim, not the way. The Achoinim go like the Lirabe, calls it Ebn Oiza, Dagmo Vovo, the Chemam Leisha. They come along and say, no, putting the tefillah inside the milk on Shabbos is an Issa d'Raisa. Baruch HaShulchan, the Egrei Tal, the Tehillah David, Mamash Issa d'Raisa, the Achiyaz and the Chazanish. If you have Machlokes over here, they're putting the tefillah, again, no, Issa d'Raisa of doing a Malach of Teichen on Shabbos. Teichen. You put the tefillah inside on Shabbos. Shvisas Kalim. No, again, we don't pass Kalim. We discussed it one time, we don't pass Shvisas Kalim. That's not the kli. Me, can I take tefillah and put it inside a kli that's grinding and then grind on Shabbos?
If we do all that, we
It's not called Beis Shammai. Nothing to do with Beis Shammai. Okay, but again, a local maestro. We're local discussing a question. We're discussing the Vajinka Vesel Mashko. Hey, my another Torah. So that you. So the question over here obviously is, what's he said to Machlokes? What this be a local again? He gets involved. This shadow here, the Magen Avraham says it didn't drop on him. It's a grumble. Which drop on him? Mashenki the skimmer achoyim. It's nothing to get him. It's the right though. The obvious question is, at the end of the day, you put it to one side, you did nothing, and came with a machine and then grind it up over here. Why is that nichlan to get up grumble? So when we're listening to grumble and simon shulam medalit, before it comes out there, Astirus Hasugis points out the Ben Chananel the Rosh. Again, by us in Shabbos, Kuchofa Bey says, Gromel Amai says, Mutra Minatari Olim Istra Abolim says, Ben Yoyal. The Gemara in Baba Kamot Al Samach, discussing the Mloch of Zerer, of winnowing. You take over here, that after you crush the kernels, you have the shaft, you have the wheat over here, you take a pitchfork, you throw up your mixture over here, and come along the wind that separates the bad from the good, the bad goes away, the good falls down, and you do the Mloch over here on Shabbos called winnowing. Come along the Gemara and says, the reason why it's not grammar, because the melech machshevas osu toyo. We think about it, you're throwing it up, the wind is doing everything, it should be a classic example of grammar. Says the Gemara, it's ugliness derived, the one the lamites melechas, and not buying gimel with aleph. The Gemara said over here, it's melech machshevas osu toyo. So, Monashach, is grammar mutumer toyo, or grammar osmer toyo, as they affect the Rosh. And for the Rosh, that depends, the derech of the melecha, how do you do things, is machshav the pula that you're doing over here to being that's your pula. That means how do you do winnowing during the week? You take a pitchfork, you take this mixture, you throw it up, you separate one from another. Since that's a tzur samlocha, that's derech hamlocha, melech machshavas osu toyo, and therefore a gamut technically might be a gromo, but the idea that tzur you look upon it is that you're doing it over here, and therefore it's nichon to get of a melech on Shabbos. And they point out before every bishul the same idea. You put on the fire, it gets cooked. Every tzareh is the same idea. You take the wool and put it inside this dial over here. Every tzareh is the same thing. You open up a trap or create a trap and trap things. So we have melochas that the tzura of the melocha, even during the week, is an act of a grammar. And blech mechshevas osur toyah, there is an issur deraisa. That's aleph, that's Rosh's aleph. Very simple idea. Building upon that, let's say it's not the melocha per se. Again, the way of winnowing is done that way. Bishul is done that way. Tzveh is done that way. Tzed is done that way. Let's say, how do you do teichen usually? Do a chaim shaliyad. You do it with your hand. You take a knife, you chop it up. Do it with your hand. In that malacha, certain ways is also the derech. The specific pool is the derech. That means, how we do a chaim shalmaim during the week, you do the same thing. Put it inside, it'll happen by itself. But not that teichen is done through a goma. Teichen is done bidayim. Miyad. With kumayim. Yeah, you grind with your hand. You have a specific pula, a miuchadic act over here, how to go do something. Is that grammar? Or no, that's how you always do it. That's also being machshir of the pula. Melech mashav is also target. That's how you go do it. Come on the chasnish. You want to say the side over here, why the machimah is saying it's nothing to get it from locha to raiso? Because that's how you do it. If that's how you do the pula, that's not nichol to get it from grammar no chshivas to it. That's during the week, you put the pula inside the chayim shomayim. And that's how you grind it over here. That's the chur that's sad to be machmer.
How
are they going to say the more? They don't say that. No. He was studying it further.
And the Mugen
Avraham. Mugen Avraham will say that's the Malacha, not the Pacific Act. And I mean, they've taken the Gemara's cases, the Malacha, winnowing, surveyor, bishul, came over here saying, no, Toich is not the way, but there's a specific act in Toich, which is a Chiddush, extending the Yisrael Shavai. Building upon this, for some reason, this past week, a couple people were asking me about using timers, about making go off earlier or later, or on off, or on or earlier or later. I mean, there are really two things. On Shabbos. That means you have the air conditioner that's working. The question is on off earlier or on off later? Is it could do it, Shalom Zaman brought down Shemir Shabbos or Chosai, to make go on off later? Medina is mutter. On off earlier is a nifl get of grandma. So Hashem Yom Moshe says, either way, is nichon to get of deraisa. Meister, or for Shabbos, wants to be mekel mitina, he says, you should do it like a kilo maybe. And there are people, or mekel, that says, the meister, you can make it on off later. And those on Tainu, Moshe, true rice, is deraisa. The action says, is deraisa. What?
Even before Shabbos.
Talk about on, again, Moshe is discussing, specifically, even on, he said, even those that argue with me, write the tshuva, but on Shabbos is deraisa. Erev Shabbos is only zilz Shabbos. Rabbanon, on Shabbos is deraisa. But the Asher is on Shabbos deraisa. And one of the questions is, why is it deraisa? At the end of the day, it's a grumma. So there are different ways to define why Moshe is calling it deraisa. Well, the Asher says over, how do you use this kli during the week? What's the depth you're going to do it? You have a time, you want to go on later, you turn it. That's what you go do. You push a button. That's what you go do. That's the two of them. Lachal lach machshav also tayra. That's the two of shabai. Like you say, maybe yesh lachal to be alacha, but the yisrael shabai. Once you understand the machver, the chumah of the be alacha, which you're saying the skimu achreinim, it says the chanish. We look at the pulo. How do you do it during the week? During the week, you do the same yisrael with the timer. Same thing over here. That's that. The machine is built the way to work that way. During the week, on Shabbos, the same thing. That's satzay deraisa. Let's say circle soy. It's a separate entity. It's not the same thing. But that's a strike. You said why is a real Moshe is coming from? Why it's nothing to get over the right. So, but that's all we get to putting the two inside the Ruchaim Shalmayim on Shabbos. Again, that's to be a local here that gets involved with. Let's say it's a Korach Sheni over here, and let's say it's a case of one top of another. He has Korach. These are all different cases. We get to Erev Shabbos. Let me just make a sugi over here. That you want to put it inside, there's machlokes in the Gemara, is nechle geder to ask al shvisas kelim or shmos kol. So first, to be clear, there are two separate sugyas of a shmos kol. There's one over here, by us, in Rishon Beis. The loch we already learned last month, negate is simon shin lamed ches. Shin lamed ches is negate the sugya of a shmos kol on Shabbos, and then there's a gzera shem yisakin kli. That means you want to bang, you want to clap. There's a gzera over there is, you want to play guitar, shem yisakin kli. That's not our sugya. Our sugya is a shmos kol of Erev Shabbos living into Shabbos. It might be the same words, but two different reasons. Osta isra is why? After Moshe, it's loosened to Shabbos. A separate yisoid, same words, but two different sugyas. Now, the gate to us, this is a shmos kol over here, is an osra mutter. So it's very clear, it's a shaila in the sugya, it sounds like. It comes along with Taishas, it's called Shabbat Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, with the fact that Yesi is arguing on Rabba and Pshat in the Braisa, Nichna Geda Shvisas Kalim, not only is he arguing Pshat in the Braisa, but that means it comes out there's no Makor for the Chumash Shmos Kol. He's arguing on the whole entire Din Shabbai of a Shmos Kol. I think it's Rabba versus Yesi. You want to tie it in the Geta, a Shiloh of Jabbalim. Well, it says, there are Rishainim, we're going to further of Ishia, and of Asi goes like this Malach over here. So once you go like this idea of Yesi, come out, the whole sugya shvisas kelim, we the meister do not hold the shvisas kelim. The kama shmos kol the meister's mutter. So you have a man in Talmud that says we're not going to go like Rabbi, go like a base of a shmos kol is mutter. So if you eat him, the balamor, the balaiter, the rabbi yod, the riaz, they pass this way. Atzad Hashem places a mamshich and says, at the end of the day, we have a klal says smag Rabbi versus Rabbi Yosef, look like Rabbi, and therefore lot talk of any chloride base of argues upon. He said over here. And therefore, Rav Yisham disagree and say we're going to pass from the sugya of a shmos kol, the kreyach, the smag, the beni ruch, the torah, the iri, kol baruch haschaim, and others. So we have a shailah lalofit in among Rishonim in Rabbah verse of Yosef. Who are we passing? And can we really argue the point? Is that Yosef arguing the Rabbah or not? Again, in Tosfos itself, two sheets in Rabbeinu Tam verse of Rabbeinu Chananel. Lachal nice in the base Yosef when he brings it down. He says the mice is missing the Rambam. Must be the Rambam is Mekel. We want to tell you, even the Rif is not that simple. We want to tell you the Rif is being Mekel. So once we have the Rambam, the Rif in Rabbeinu Tam, Boyd is the Milchstra button. Lamaisa, let's be Mekel over here. Therefore, you read the Machab, and the Machab says, Mutter lo says Chitim Torch Rechaim Shalmayim. That means, Gam the Bryce says Osir, Kim the Machab says Mutter. Says Rama, why? Because Nachashin was figure by Shmos Kol. Very simple, go like a local, like a basic, like Rabbeinu Tam over here. And therefore, there are Yichavadat, Gedarkoi, and Yach Yosef Gedarkoi. They follow the Mechav over here. Again, the base station ends up less than minik to be machmer. But there is no minik, my sister's mutter. Asad Hashem, the fact that Rambam does bring down the point out, it's not that clear, doesn't hold of it. The Rif itself is told with the gears he has over here. And the Oid says that Kim Moshe, Rav Yishayim, the Maisa disagree. They even want time the Maisa to go like Rav Yishayim. And they were said to him, machmer, right by us, to machmer at Chilo, less than Mokam Seder. Therefore, come on the Vosh, El Rab, the Graz, and they come on the Paskin. Like the more to be a bochi noy lechachidol, less case of pseido. Not only that, even certain bnei svar disagree. The kavachaim lan mice come to be machmer. Well, it seems chesh to be machmer. I mean, even the bnei svar world, the big tumult, what the loch is, but that means the bnei ashkenaz surely a machmer lechachilah. Neisvad, Yesh London depends who shita you're coming from. Agam, look at the Dark Moshe itself. It says, however, the minik you make, in the mechris. That means Beis Yosef says, when Mekel, the minik you make, let's be machmer. And the Moshe says, when machmer, but the minik you make, in the mechris. Fine. This is Arla Shabbos, come along to machmer, even at Keter Hefzim Rupa, takes it even further than Ramah, but Maisa, Miki the Pais can come along to say, we're going to make, but Mokum Hefzid. Now, points out the Mokar Avram on this halacha. We're saying it's also Hashmos Kol, a lesson Mokum Hefzid. There is no Mandi Yomra in the Sugi that says such a concept. How in the world are Ramah saying it's Mut Mokum Hefzid? Either we're going to answer it, we're going to matter it. So, come along to Mokar Avram, explains to Prima Godim that the Yisrael of here is the Maisa Tzimachloikis. Tzimachloikis. Agav, we're going to be Machmer, but the Prima Godim sends you over here to what Ramah writes that Dom with his own safer Torah's Chattas. The Mokar explains lots of times, especially in Yerodeo, the Ramah writes numerous times, we'll make all Kavod Shabbos, Mekel by case of Oni, we'll make over Hefzim Ruba. Why make by these cases for? That means you go to Rav, the Rav will tell you, you know, you meet kosher, it's Hefzim Ruba. And you feel terrible. Hefzim Ruba, I'm going to eat it, I'm a yit, how can go? So says the Ramah, what does it mean Hefzim Ruba? That means because all the time the loch when Hefzim Ruba, that's the halokha, that's the din. Anytime it's not Hefzim Ruba, says Ramah, that's a chmiru bedov, it's a chumru ba'almo. When I'm being Mekel, when it's Oni, or Kovat Shabbat, the Hefzim Ruba, because that's how Be'ikri Paskim. Therefore, it says the Prima Godim over here, saying Pshat in the Mokar Avram, in the Ramah, that we're saying Mekel Mokum Hefzim, Be'ikri Paskim, and Kulo. It's a Dina Abonon, it's a Machloikis, it's a Machloikis, Shad Rabonon, Machloikis Amroi, Machloikis Apaiskim, the Klal should be to be Mekel. We take on the Chumras. Mokum Hefzim, we go back to Ikka Alocho. That's the Pshat over here, we're going back to the Ikka Din to be Mekel, Mokum Hefzim. So it comes out that we very clearly we're going to pass again, fully be Ashkenaz, that Hashmos Kol is Osir, unless Mokum Hefzid. Now we go through 6 points applied to the Chlom of the Halacha, and after we get to the cases. First, we're saying we have Mokum Hefzid as Mutter. Does it mean Hefzid or Hefzid Meruba? Does it mean a financial loss or a great financial loss? Which one does it mean? So the moment here, he sends you to Halacha and Simon Rei Samach Dalad. Look up the circuit we learned in Rei Samach Dalad. The word Damar is Hefzim Rubo. Says the Graz, he points out, he sends you a sugya of Hefzim Rubo. The Graz goes back and forth about it and says it's Sarachim. He's not sure. Is it Hefzim Rubo? Rav Kar, Piske Chuvah, say one time in Davka, the sugya to be Mekel only is Hefzim Rubo. I tell Hashem, the same with Torah Shabbos a few hundred years ago, he comes along and says, but it says Hefzim. Simit HaPashkim is Hefzim. What it says, we leave as is, and the Locha Davka Hefzim. Shemir Shabbat Chosay goes this way. The Kerbis Halachas, or Strombach, and others come along and say, well, state. However, the Lahoisim more than what it says in the page, and even the Grand himself doesn't want to be Machbi, is not sure. Therefore, the Halachas adopt the case of Hefzid. That's Aleph. Second, in this idea of what's called Hefzid, can Hefzid be ready? We learned Shimon Beis has a lot of Puratan that can be incorporated in the words of Hefzid. What about the case of Mitzvah? It says in Torah Shabbos, if you make up a Hefzid, Kolosh came with Mitzvah. Where are you coming from? So we learned Aloch and Simich and Zayin Sefei. The gate is Sugiv and Mir Lanofri. Over there, Shvush, Mok Mehefzid is not that simple. But Mitzvah Vanra Mekel. You see, a Mitzvah is better than a case of a Hefzid. But Oyin, the Amon Torah's Chata says, a Mekel where by Hefzim Ubo, or a case of Kavon Shabbos. Now the Amon himself says, that's the same, equates the two over here. So we see Hefzid, or a case of a Mitzvah. Oyin speaks out the Chalkas Yaakov. We know Loch of Chilish in Beis HaKono. By God, even by the rice is mutter. Now, in my case, it's a bottle. So, one of the chalishay beza kol also be mutter. By the case of we have a shmos kol. Another case, mokum sars to the price came. Again, the mission zayin sefei has to have that simple. Salam meiser mekel. So, our godel mekel. So, it comes out that when it says hefsin mutter, hefsin encompasses as a form numerous parameters. It means mitzvah, sar, chayla, sar godel, ukedoymo. Void, even more so, we learned last month, the loch and the simishin membeis. The Sugya Ben Hashmoshes. Over there, we came along and we spoke out that what's the Lachwa Ben Hashmoshes? We're Mekel by cases of Rabbanons with its kolom of either Mitzvah or Shasat Chak or Torah, Hefzimubu, Kedoymo. In this situation over here, do you need these kolom to be Mekel by Rabbanons? Can you Mekel even without Mitzvah, Shasat Chak, and Kedoymo? Speaks out the Nishma Shabbos, speaks out the Kabbalah of Lachwa Shmuel Kamenetsky, since this whole time, I think itself is a Machlok Zapoiskim. And we make a Mokum Hefzid, that means we deal with Maisa Paskin and Smutter. The one time, when we get the case of a washing machine, Ukedaimo, and you want to go into Ben Hashmoshes, would not be machmir the sugya of a shmos kol by ben hashmoshes without the kolomus simin shemen beis. Straight up, any reason at all you want, most of the time you want to have a dishwasher or your washing machine going into ben hashmoshes, no problem. L'chadchila. Why? It's the case of the rabbanon. It's machlokes. We leave it as is. So again, so klal number one, it's mutter, behesed, mitzvah, tsar, ben hashmoshes, gedaymo. Second klal, what's the getter of making noise? I mean, it depends what generation you're coming from. My father is making a face over here. What is called making noise over here? Great question. So, come over, Moshe and Truman discussing about having an alarm in your bedroom on Shabbos. Waking up for a minion. It gets about if you only hear the alarm in your bedroom. Then what time? That's not a Shmos call. I mean, for example, my phone for Shabbos, I put on the vibration, it vibrates. You cannot hear it outside the room. No problem. So Moshe, but let's say you hear it outside the room, and therefore other people in the house hear it. Kosh, can you hear it outside the house? That's about the get of a Shmos call. That means that Moshe says get of a Shmos call means outside the room. Shlom Zalman, Shulchan Shlomo, the discussing case of effects. He says inside the room is beseder, outside the room is a problem. Because the lochas, the shul over there trying to convince him, it means daki in the street for the rabbin. And they said, Shmuel, what thing the Zager, they're having their more discussion over here, that the whole entire street heard it. Zager, what's for the house? And still, Kemalim, there are more, only Michael, why? Because the Olam knows it was done within 24 hours. It's not done on Shabbos. Otherwise, it's Machmer. So anything that's heard in the house, the mice, it's going to be the case that is Osir. In the room, that case, that's Mutter. So again, the ghetto is in the room is Mutter. And I know that they're going to ask, what's in the room? No, what happens if the door is open or the door closed? Or what happens if we don't hear it, but you put your ears to it, you do hear it? Good always. My case of the get over here is in the room of Maisa. Be mutter, outside the room of Maisa, case over here that's also. We'll get to the cases again. First, the klolim, and we have six klolim and 15 cases. Step by step. Klolim number three. We're saying the loch of Ash Milso, it's loose to the Shabbos. Is that good noise? Let's say it's not noise. For example, your lights go on Friday night. A person, oh my gosh, people outside will see your lights go on over here. And it's also Shabbos. Just like you think by the noise, you did it. By the lights, how do you usually do it during the week? You do it. So maybe you have an issue to put lights on Shabbos. So the Pesach Shuvah over here has a problem with lights. Without a Hefter Mitzvah, good night, he has a problem. What's he have to? Zilzul Shabbos, Afshem Mulsa. My son, come over, Pesach and say, we see over here, Dafkin negates the sugya of noise, Ashmos Kol, either because noise is something that you constantly hear, or because it attracts attention much more than the case of lights. Over here, and for this reason, come up with Shabbos Zalman, comes Lochas, others say, Maisa having the Lohisi, the Lochas Daphne get to noise and not to lights.
It didn't have such a tease that noise
you can get. I hear the aura, but Maisa, there's still on session, must call. A fourth question is, let's say you have noise when no one's around. You have a machine that goes off in the forest as no one's around. So I know the philosophy is yes, the question is noise in the forest, no one around, is there noise or not? But let's put that to the side, and let's say there is noise, but no one's around to go hear it. Is there an isser? Well, let's be practical. You have a mazgan on your roof. Okay, no one's on your roof, and no one's going to hear it. But it makes massive noise. Is there a problem of a shmos call over here? So you read it, Moshe Shuvah slowly, when discussing the case of the alarm clock, it sounds like, when he's writing it, that people in the house will hear other people around that are here. It sounds like doctor that people are around. If no one's around to go here, there's no chshad anymore, there's no problem, you'll have the het over here. Just like the Amor saying, can people know, no one hears it, should be also a het over here. I isn't a taino, can't be a shlodin if a Moshe is being medactic or not. I couldn't find anyone else discussing the point. But the isn't a swarish, but if no one's around to go hear it, where's the isser? A fifth point is there a shmos goal on it? What? Can't hear you? It should be the same point. I mean, if people are on the roof and they have the tent, they'll be here. I think so, yeah. I think it should be, based upon the Moshe's technical words, that wasn't the point of the tshuva, but that's how he writes it. Well, we'll get the air conditioner. We'll get there. First, the kolam. A fifth point over here is in Issa Shmos Kolam and Issa Dira Bolam. Maybe Shmos Kolam Dafka and Issa Dira Issa. So they point out, according to Mar Avram, was the kimt over here of putting tefillin inside of Chaim Shamayim. So that's a bit lucky. Once they make it, it's the rabbanon. And still, the lochav is a shmos kol. Nivavos and Shuvah right this way also. Avada Shmos holds even an Esther Abodim. Number six, the Eilam was tiny, but anything that goes on Shabbos, everyone knows you did an Erev Shabbos. So why don't you have the head to the Ramo? The Mos says, by Zeg, the Mos says, water, there's no Kshan, because you did it with the 12 hours before Shabbos. So what? So you can have the Maskan go on. Everyone knows you did it before Shabbos. So Mincha Sitzchok has a Tshuva and Chelk Aleph. You come from Aram Sheik. And one time that's not enough of a Svara, you just knock away the whole time Sigla Shmos Kol. And we don't take on to the Cheshbon over here, that we look at, you know, I know that you didn't do it. The Mos, the tendency of this pulo everyone sees over here is to be done on the night beforehand, like the alarm clock. Tendency is to be done the night beforehand. Gam, he knows that you did not do it that way because Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is not taken into account. That's not Shabbos. The Shon was, they knew they did 25 before. It was known to be done, or a week before. Right? It was not done on, it was not, during the week, it was not done the night beforehand. What was done during the week? No one thought it was done within 24 hours.
Everybody puts their own clock on the night before.
Everyone during the week does that night before. We asked around yesterday, there was one person who said no, and he said no one does that way, so we asked around everyone in the back over there, all the Yoshevik Runias, and everyone said we do it the night beforehand. Fine, so my say again, we're going to do six columns. Number one, we have the Klal, Ashmos Klal is also Lesbach Mehefsid, Mitzvah Chayil Kedoyma. Number two, it's also only when it's outside the room, inside the room, Maisa's Motor. Number three, the Issus on Kol, not a case of lights. Number four, the Locha is, can argue the point, not for people here, no one's going to go here, it should be Motor. Number five, the Issus Ashmos Klal is even on the Issus Rabbonim. And number six, the Chora, the idea that it's Shabbos, the Issus Shabbos is not saving the Sukkot Ashmos Klal. Now I go through different cases. First case like this costing is a dishwasher. And the two different cases of a dishwasher, one is when you put the dishwasher to go on Shabbat, to go on Shabbos morning to wash the dishes. The second case where you have dishwasher and Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. Two separate cases. So first, you have a dishwasher to go on Shabbos through a case of a timer. This is safe in Mishmeres Chaim, do not know who that is, but it's not the Yitzhak Chochmah. He comes home and he wants a Paschal Lamaisa, it's mutter. It's not a problem. Maisa, every Sefer quotes him, the words of Deretzina, when he quotes him, Chas v'shalom las kedovazeh. And where they're coming from, number one, they point out the Metzias wise, the only way your dishwasher, at least in my house, in my parents' house, the only way for it to work is for you to close and unlock it. That means you open and put dishes inside, and if you don't close and lock it, it would not go on. So in essence, for you to do that on Shabbos is an act of a grammo. It's a gram bishul, gram avoro, you're making your fire go on, you're making the water get cooked over here, you even argue the point the leftover food is getting cooked over here. So mamish nichol the sugya of grammo of avoro and bishul, besides the issur of ashram milso, to lose the Shabbos, besides the inner of Shmir Shabbos gets involved with maybe it's nichol the gedder, echa noishin the gedder, echa puts it in the case of the ish, mishmu and simon reishin and gimel says the issur of over here. You have a bunch of reasons why there is no heter of a timer. The reason why I looked into it, because I had a neighbor who was doing it, and I asked him, you know, he said, yeah, as Rav told him, I looked up, and I've seen that, I can't find that one sefer that I knew of that was matrit. That I knew of. There's no, he can wash himself. There's not Sarah Shabbos.
I couldn't figure out.
Not only that, the simple bottom gets involved with, even if you have a living maid, a girl to go do it, so you learn the sugar of a living maid, technically things that she does by herself should be mutter. He says, as the sugya of a living man doing it should not be a problem, except after Milsa loses the Shabbos, and if he asks a dishwasher, we're going to go do it. That reason. However, there are certain cases that would be mutter. That means, for example, let's say it's Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. So if it's only into Bein HaShmoshes, says the Kodesh Halacha, Shmuel Kamenetsky, we're not going to be machmen on Shabbos called Bein HaShmoshes, even the Katchila. Number one. Number two, the latest models they tell me, and actually following out the latest model in my house, they're very quiet. You don't hear them outside the room. People tell me, I didn't really believe it, but now I have one. So I do believe it. I can't tell that's on. So if you get the later models, Echnami, you can have it on a case from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos over here. And therefore, the new Shmir Shabbos Kuchosa is the new prince that came out 10 years ago. He writes, if it's Beshekin, it's not a problem.
What about if the end there's a beep? Maybe you can hear the beep from another room?
Do you hear the beep? I don't know if there's a beep. I have no idea. I hear the point. If you hear the beep, you hear a problem. There's a beep. I know there's a red light there. I know, maybe the beep. I don't know.
We'll get
the air conditioner. We'll get the air conditioner. That's it. We'll get... Again, a beep should be a problem. If that's something, yeah, it should be a problem. Now, I was in a certain place for Pesach a bunch of years, and over there in the kitchen, they have a timer, they have a washing machine going on a timer. They have a dishwasher running. They have a case of a dishwasher going in the case of a timer over here. And an Esther Mashkiach, what exactly is your heter? It's a massive amount of noise over here. So he told me, because no one's allowed inside the kitchen, and also it's after this amount of eating. And I point out to him while the machine's going, well, no one's allowed in the kitchen, we'll look around. And that was after the time of eating, everyone else is around. So he gave me these other svaras over here. I'm not sure. A couple of years I was more of the point, and I stopped. Well, maybe it could have the minik that mokrim, and with the minik, he make also. But in them place already. Later. I'm not sure where the heter is coming from. Point out the waiters over there, what's the heter? Later. Of course, it would be a problem if you have a case of timer only. And leading into Shabbos, there's again, Benish Mosti, you would have the heter. A second case, came out the same idea, the case of a washing machine. You have clothing, the washing machine, and over here you usually have a case of a spin cycle. That means here you don't have the option of being quiet. The spin cycle makes noise, even outside the room, even the newer ones. I don't think anyone told me they don't hear it. Now, some people tell me it's only downstairs, they close the door, whatever it is, but otherwise the machine etzem makes noise over here. So again, I saw one safe one to Taino. Well, everyone knows, you don't do it on Shabbos. You only do it before Shabbos. Fine, it's kind of shotsum. I say Isra Moshe, it says Zofel Shabbos. The Ashur is Shmir Shabbos. Come on, every Sefer come on to Aser it. Only the Bnei Svard, they argue the point. Or Lutian, Lishitosa, he asks it. And the Yachi Yosef, he be Oima Lishitosa, the Maitamatis, because they argue the Holy Spirit of Hashemah's call. The Pash is a case of a washing machine should be Aser. I got my seat, she was recently in the Gaia, people in the army, when they come back right before Shabbos, leaving right after Shabbos, and then they come on to say, it's Hefzit. Either they get the clothing washed, or they don't get it washed. Echnami, Mishmur says, Makum Hefzit, Makum Tzarech, Sadri Amal, Maisi Kami Mekel. Void, let's say you have clothing, you don't take care of it, the wash machine will get ruined because the kid threw up. In a case of Hefzit, you would have that over here. Void, you have a case of going into Benesh Moshes, you also will have the Heter, said Benesh Moshavis. So there are certain cases, maybe technically you'll have the Heter. It's not the clothing, Mishmur, but it should be a case over there, that's also. A third Kimto is the sprinkler system. Now again, the case, the price is Pleischen Maim Legino. That case negated Gram Malocha, not negated the case over here of Afshem also. That means negated to us our sprinkler system. I wrote that down. Right, so you do that sound over there. That's making noise that goes off 2 in the morning. Are you allowed to have a sprinkler system that's going on Shabbos? I don't have that. So the Maaseh, the Debatina, when he has a tshuva about it, he gets about a Shabbos clock. He says, Shabbos clock itself only mutter, makom atzarech, there's not a nichol get of tzarech. Finally, he wants to ask him inside that tzor over here. Mishul Mazaman, he Maaseh wants to answer it, because he wants to tell you this. Not, no one knows that these sprinkler systems aren't timers. He says, everyone thinks the sprinkler system, Maaseh, going in the case, the guy put on every time 2 in the morning. Mishul Seyesi wants to go this way. They also bring down, that's what the Usim was saying. They do bring down either Chadnish in the 1940s, 1950s, Lamaita, he marked it. They want tiny, he hit it, maybe a different system, there's no small scroll, no one's around over there, maybe the case of Hefzit. At Sala Sheni, Maestro seems to be the Metzias today, is Mam should be the heter of the Zegas of the Ramah. Where how the systems are worked now, you put on it for a year, 2 years, 3 years on a timer, no one changes it, no one makes a difference, it goes into in the morning. Simply as it gets a moment, it needs water every day, nichol het of hefzid. Without the het of hefzid. Some say, bisman azeh, it's on a timer. And I don't think it's machlokes among the svarim. I think the only argument is the metziah is done and dead. I think in Shlomo Zalman's time, is maybe when the person was asking him, was negeta in case we had to be a dying, and Shabbos did a case of a timer. Now, I don't think it's oila das anybody, anyone's putting it on Shabbos. Everyone, I think, Vada knows it's on a case of a timer. And Flappish goes on Shabbos all the time, everyone sees it. I don't think anyone thinks anyone's doing it that way. There should be mutter as the case of the Ramo. However, Burgers points out, I think Yuchner Sol, or maybe the mountains, is that you have another Isser, which has a sugya of Zoya. That means, let's say your sprinkler system is working, and I've seen it in Eretz Yisrael, and then you start taking water from the sink. Let's say your sprinkler system is 10 in the evening, 9 in the evening, you start taking water from the sink. The water will come less and from the sprinkler system. Arayo. Everyone knows I have 2 showers in my house. If one shower is working and I'm taking a shower, I have less pressure in the water. They shut the shower, my shower is much more. So he points out, some of us think to wash his hands, and then what happens, he shuts the sink, you just did an act of Zri on Shabbos. It's a gracious over here. So he says, If you know, why is it Safek? It's a Vaday. You don't know. You know what time it is. So make sure your sprinkler system is 2 in the morning and don't go to the bathroom from 2 to 2:30, whatever, later. But you have to realize it's not hours ago, so no problem. But I've been to the Moshav, other places, it's really, or to these places on camp, you know, the system really works, the sprinkler system, based upon the water you're using over here. It's not that simple, it's not the sugya of Israel. A fifth case, there's something called a wake-up call. I don't know if anyone is familiar with that concept over here anymore. But the truth is, all this cost is from different ages. It used to be, in my father's times, when you go to a hotel, they want someone to wake you up. So you call down to the desk, and they will call you at 7 in the morning to wake you up. Or for the yeshivish guys, 10 in the morning to wake you up. So their tshuvas, you read them, they're mamash going through time. The real old tshuvas is costing getting a goy to call you on Shabbos. A goy, mil nochi, what's the heter? They're doing it manually over here. That's the old tshuvas in my father's time. In my time, the tshuva was all automatic. So it's not getting you to go do it. So is there any isav ashmos milsa? Afshim milsa, it's lusu Shabbos. The tshuvas want to get to mamash al sugyo. Vizuel or abach wants asis, it's also Shabbos. Meister, most poskim want taino. That when it rings in your bedroom, what's happening? Everyone hears that not you're doing the malacha, but some guy outside or someone else is calling. So what's this little Shabbos for you? No one thinks you're doing it. Someone else is calling over here. Dabatina gets involved. He says, you might have a bayak. In your sleep, what do you naturally do? You take the receiver off the face. And people know what that is. There's a face and a receiver. So you say you have to tape up the face to the receiver. You look in the relics. So that's just tiny. But otherwise, it means Asher also. He says everyone knows the outside factor. There have been Nashik Klein, Benjamin Zilber, Krebs Alokas. All want a tiny big care. It's an outside factor. That's the older tshuvas. The newer tshuvas get involved with another problem. Today, what happens? Where we have these wake up calls, it's set to case over here of or your alarms. It's set to music. And what happens? You have MBD playing or Shrekki playing or whatever the latest thing is over here, and then you have a baya over here. Of when they hear music playing, they don't think it's an outside factor calling you to wake you up. I know the past couple of days, my daughter had playing this song, Mookie, 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 Mookie. I don't know what that is. Is that Yiddish or something? I don't know Mookie is over there. But it's every morning, 7:05, Mookie, Mookie, Mookie. I don't know. But I asked my daughter what it means. She doesn't know what it means. She says Yiddish. Okay. I don't know. What is it? Was that Yiddish? I don't know what it is. It's a song. I'll bring it and ask her what she's playing. So the Maisa, our phone is so long. So the Nocha Bayat today, it came out that it used to be the wake-up calls could be its motor. Today, the wake-up calls depends. If you have it in the case of a ringer, as again, a telephone should not be a problem. If you have a case of the get to the alarm, we'll get to Sugya alarms over here. The get to music, you can buy and sell Sugya music. Therefore, come to Lochas and the get to Bali. Right, he says, if it's a regular phone, he says it's a motor. And the get can play into music. He said, "The chayiv of bayam is the sugya thinking that you put on music on Shabbos."
Today, that's the ringer also.
Okay, and what if people hear again? You have to know that you're doing it. We'll get to each case again, case step by step. That's only case number 4. Case number 5 over here. Case of effects. People still have faxes over here. He comes from the zalman and he wants to taina that a case of effects is also when you hear it outside the room. It's also, or for Shabbos says zilzul Shabbos, or Kopp wants to answer it. Why is coming to the Mishra and say two reasons why to matter it? Number one is no one thinks you're doing it. They know it's a fax coming from an outside room. Second is today's faxes are you don't connect it when the fax wants to go. You leave the fax always connected, and therefore it's like the case of a Zeger. It's 24/7. Therefore, it should not be a problem. Atzana Shlishi, they come on today's days, the past 10 years, the faxes are all in one, meaning it's a printer, and it's a copier, and it's a phone. And it's a fax, all together. And therefore, when a person gets a fax, what do you think is happening? Well, I have a fax at home that could be a laser or jet set. The jet set makes a lot of sound. The standard one that has is a jet set. That makes a lot of noise. When you get a fax coming in, most people think, what are you getting? You're copying things. Copying things on Shabbos is ulcer. And it's the Raiso. So the Chura, today's day, the fax in those days could have been motor, could have been an outside factor. When you see it happening, everyone thinks, what are you doing? You're copying and printing. People are getting a fax. Like, come on, what
is a fax?
The fact that you, what is a fax, right? That's true, but is there the chshat over here? Is there a chshat? That's an interesting question. If there is, if you have an afshim milsa that's happening in Shabbos, you have to shut it. I mean, you didn't do it, but someone else did it. That means you have right now some a tape recorder, let's say, goes on Shabbos, and Zibatsi is a way of putting up pillows on top of it. You didn't do it. You have to stop it. You didn't do it. Your tape recorder went on by accident. You can't push the button. It didn't buy your option also. So, it's a good question. I'm not clear, but there is a chashad over there. At the end of the day, is that I have a chashad, or is it for you to create the chashad? So if there is that, I'm not clear. If there is that I have the chashad, at the end of the day, there's a chashad over here. Bring me your eye. I'm not clear. I hear the aura, I'm not clear. A sixth case is, can you have a refrigerator on Shabbos? Why? Water goes off, water goes on. Water goes off, water goes on. So, first of all, two things. The newer machines, past 10 years, you can't even hear the motor. I mean, people try to be machmen now to only open the refrigerator. The motor is on. It's very hard to do it. They know. I know. I tried it. It's not that simple. So it's very quiet. You can even hear it outside the room. The older machines, you can hear it. The kavod is over. Second, says Rosh Hashanah, everyone knows the case of a zeker. You don't plug it in the night before. It's on constantly. It should not be a problem over here. So refrigerator is not a problem. A seventh case is, might have to have a light go on. Is that a problem? Again, so we spoke out. Pesach Chuma wants to ask the case of light. Shlomo Zalman says, first of all, well, the case of a cold, there it attracts attention. Here it's only 1 second. And therefore, it's not a case of a problem, of a case of lights. Eighth case is the answering machine. There's a safe air. Shlomo wants to answer an answering machine in the office of Mulsa, Lucy, and Shabbos. Again, come on this farm for two different reasons why it didn't matter, the answering machine. Either means the sugya of it's a zeger, everyone knows you connect it and you always leave it there constantly, you never undo it. Or means the sugya is an outside factor, you and the not doing it over here. The ninth case is a very tough case. Your air conditioning. A mazgan. A mazgan goes on and off, it makes noise. The machine certainly makes noise over here. So Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva about the maisa. You want the matir. He says everyone knows the maisa that you did it beforehand. It's like a zeg. It's always on. And some say that's the pillow. What do you mean it's always on? You when you need it at night to go to sleep, you put it on. You need it that you put it on. What everyone knows over here. The point. So the point means, and the Yashiv says he writes. Really depends where you live. Let me take an example. My brother lives in Florida. It's on all the time. It's on. For some winter, summer months, for a couple months straight. It is. That's how you live life. It's on central straight. Some houses it might be on constantly. But he says, if we ask you in certain places, Yerushalayim, it's not. New York and on the mountains, surely it's not. It's not when you need it. Therefore, at certain places, you will have the heter in the case of the Zeker of the Ramo. Or other places, where you won't have the heter. That's how Yerushalayim says it over. The question is, why is it mutter for in places that it's not always on, case of Yerushalayim? How can you put on for Shabbos? Not that simple. A single bottom means it down. He has one footnote or a zayin, then he has other footnote or a bays, then he has other footnote or a yod, and he says, it's not sure why. But at the top he says mutter, because that's the minute. It's very shver, what exactly the heter. It's the wear of carpet, it means it down, tzarech mitzvah. The Siddur HaShulchan says, why tzarech godol? The wear, the Sefer of Nechol says, mishum tzar. The heter means that hefzid, in hefzid, tzarech godol, tzarech mitzvah, and tzar. That's their heter over here. You have to realize, It's a pelvic heter. Concern times, why are you putting on for? Because we have air conditioning. Why not? My father's paying for it. Who cares? Right? So it's not that it's no need. Certain times in the summer, it's very hot. You have to have it. You're schmaltzing the itzar, and you need it. Certain times, just I enjoy it more. No, I think the past Shabbos, you enjoy it more. You had on, or do not have it on, not make much of a difference. You appreciate it. Why is it nichol heter that I'm over here? It's ice in the tainel, but the mice at the end of the day. The minik seems to be mekel. That's clear.
Which call from the air conditioner?
What?
Which call are you calling?
The machine. The machine makes a massive mirage. Now, so again, so if your machine's on the roof, you get a lot of the questions that have to know one hears the machine. But usually it's on the side of the building, everyone hears it. You walk by, here, go on, here, go off. You walk by, you hear it. You certainly hear it. You just don't care about it, you're not attuned to it. You certainly hear it. And the roof is not clanging if you hear it or not. I think on the roofs you don't hear it. Most of them on the side, you certainly hear it. Again, so and Maisa, the Sefer Daf Al Daf and Shabbos Daf Yitches, he brings down that Moshe would not let to have a mazgan in his yeshiva for that reason. Avshem also, a Moshe. What? No, he writes for this reason. Again, he writing Daf Al Daf writes that he would not let the yeshiva to have mazganim. Why Avshem also as the rash of the mazgan? And the Matim are coming from, again, Matim do not know, have a clear answer. Again, certain Shabbos we need it. You don't go into Minchas. You knocked away the whole sugya. You knocked away the whole sugya. And every tshuva is saying not the way. Every washing machine, every dryer, everyone say, every tshuva is saying not the way you're saying. It's moving from every single tshuva that's caused this way. I walk in the house, I see a dishwasher on.
All those are constant sounds. A dishwasher, a washing machine, those are constant.
It goes off and on, it's not true.
Compressor.
Compressor goes off and on. The air goes off and on.
Washing machine, dishwasher.
You want to be more make a washing machine than a dishwasher. The Zeiger is not also, what's the key? The Zeiger is what? It's not, if on the hour they were ringing, right? Okay, so it's Mama Shamor. Mama Shamor. How do you matter that? Every tshuva says you're incorrect. A tenth case is negate a case of a dryer. Same idea here. Kamun the Moshe, from a Zalman, the Krebs Halachas. They want time for the case of a dryer, again, also because it has a spin cycle over here, makes loud noise, has a problem. Again, Kamun the Krebs Halachas, Nishma Shabbos, go into Benish Moshe's. Should be its mutter. Like an 11th case. Some people come along and they're not happy with the chashmal and the stroll done by Goyim over here. So they come along and get involved in the sugya of having a generator. A generator makes a lot of noise. What is exactly is the heter to have a generator? I need light. Having a lot of candles is very nice. I've been to people's houses having candles over here.
It's outside.
And people hear it, right? A lot of people have it across the street. There are different sections. It's all around the place. So the question is, how in the world can you have a generator on Shabbos inside the sugya of Shem also? So certain times it might be nichlan get of hefsir, but not always that way. What? You have a candle. Not only nichlan get of tarif. Again, the way when the Chanish, when he had it, he was not negated to his refrigerators. He didn't have a refrigerator. He had an icebox. Negated to him when the Chanish had it himself. Negated to one thing, lights. Lights can have candles. You have candles, right? For thousands of years, I had candles. I walked into Rav Rubin's house before he had his Yerusha. He had candles over there, or for Shabbos. Finally, that's what he did. So, Kamal the Chazdish, he says, what is the end of a generator? You know why? Because generators, Shrei Shabbos! What is it telling you? It's telling you, I care about Shabbos. It's telling me the what? Shabbos is very chosh to me, and therefore, why did I not put on the generator? What do you think? I put on the. I'm doing something special, spending so much money, I'm caring about this. And now I put on Shabbos. It's telling the Olam. He says, it's better. In the case of a petek, Olam says, does not work. It's not a petek. It's the whole most of the ideal here is a case of saying it's Shabbos. Now, why I put on before Shabbos? With that, the Chanish does not say you're terrorists. Chanish says the whole generator is saying Shabbos. Don't use the Chashmal right. So that's the side of the heter. A Gamma Vosner, when he has a tshuva about it, the Chelik Aleph, he says, what's the heter of a generator? Mokka mitzvah, not mitzvah, you have no heter. A shul has a heter. A kness has a heter. And the house, what's the heter? Have candles over there. What? That's a Vosner. My side is a Taino. What? Interesting, she will ask a question. It should be also. I can't really defend the conditioning. It's a great question. Again, I did not answer really interesting. Except many other people. Again, every Sefer has its problem. A 12th case is a vacuum cleaner. So again, we discussed by a sugya of living maid, according to technical halacha, a living maid, according to simple bumps, should be mutter. But he says, why is the usher? After most is losing the Shabbos. Very simple. People hear it. They think, oh my gosh. Again, you're not doing it over here. The guy is doing it. He's doing it. So it's in your house. I think you didn't know where. A 13th case is, can you have a radio on Shabbos? Kamal the Moshe and Shuman is crossing him in Chazitcha, Chomazam, which is Liezer. There are numerous issues of a radio. They say to put on low, only hearing in your room, what's Makamu Tzarech and Makamu Chomo. Not Afshim also. Putting it loud, he says, what's your tzarech? What's the need? You have a bayam tzarech, so you get Afshim also. You should not go do it over here. What? Chaber will not do it. According to the pen, could it be Omer or Lutzion? Well, Lutzion is Machmer. There's a stilo. The Mechaber over here is being Mekel. The Ramah says in the Mechaber. It's not clear Mechaber. The Mechaber in Shilam Ches of Kimmel is being Machmer. They point out the serious Mechaber better. That's what the series was about. This is an interesting time to get to the radio per se.
Vacuum cleaners that go by themselves.
Right, so it's still, everyone it's by us. It's still never had to be Zeger. It heard outside the room, it should be a problem. It's not worse than the case of a guy.
And if it's a guy, they're very quiet.
If they're quiet, they're often also.
And You don't have to worry until the Shabbos. You don't have to worry about
it. If it's very quiet, it's not a problem. I know, you can tell your kids to be quiet after the Shabbos. Shabbos. Fine. No. Come on, the Chalkis Yaakov, the Gertie Radio, I have a question over here. He says, Allah Allah Lamaiso. You know the look on Simchin Zain, Badab Badover. The deeper is usher, even the marbin and sipra is usher, unless you have oinig him something to speak about the news is mutter. Oinig is a heter for David Dover. So why isn't the radio of hearing the news a heter for the signal Ashmo's call? He said, Allah loyal maisa. Why don't you order this for the oinim over here about the loyal maisa? A 14th case is our sound machines. Can a person have a sound machine to go to sleep with? So what Burkett says, if you the question was asked him to have these portable sound machines in a stroller to make the kids sleep peacefully. He says that it's slow, yeah, otherwise you buy up. Now again, the question to sleep peacefully, because what happens, usually kids who do not need the machines, they'll sleep, they'll flip over a little bit here, that way, the other way, they sleep. This question is, they flip here or that way. But I think Avada, I know certain people who, they need this machines to sleep, they need it. Avada, definitely get an absent, it's bullshit. You need it. I mean, certain people cannot sleep without these noise machines, and they really, when they come for Shabbos, these people, you know, they close the door, you still hear it outside the door, and yes, the Lord, they tell me you can't sleep over here. It's fine, they can sleep, and you can't sleep. But actually, even I'm talking about the person who was in seminary the whole year last year, so they're not a kid anymore. So fine, we're nice to them, we let them sleep there. But the mice, then they can have a machine technically. Fine, each one on their own. But the mice should be more terrible. Again, just because you enjoy it, it makes it easier for you to sleep, you should have a heter. If Burkett says, to sleep peacefully, let Dr. do a heter. Let Dr. do a heter. After Milsa, Zelzbul Shabbos. The last case, 15th case, very important case, your alarm clock. What do you do with an alarm clock? So again, the Moshe Shuvah is a Peldik Shuvah. You guys are a Chaim, Chalik Dalas, Zim Ayin, or Yisrov over here. That person wants a long clock to wake up for Zman Tfilo. Not Stam, you know, he wants to wake up for Zman Tfilo. He writes, Zman Tfilo, that's the case over there. That means not even Tfilo, it's a Krishma. He writes, if you can hear it outside your room, it's Osir. Av Shemilson loose to the Shabbos. It sounds like even Mokim Mitzvah does not have the Heter. I could say he means Zman Tfilo for the early minute, he can dive later. Fine, it sounds like he argued the Torah Shabbos, knew someone, Matamok, Mitzvah, sound like a Moshe does not go this Eter. So, first, what are you going to do? Can I wake up for davening? So, again, one Eitzah, I think it's simple. What I do, I put on a vibrator, I put my phone on the bed, I see Klishmak Lisser, it's Mutal Tsar Gufay, Umakoymai, therefore, to wake me up, it's Tsar Gufay, not to wake up my wife, I take it out of the room, I put it in the bathroom underneath the blankets, that's called Tsar Umakoymai over here. And mine should not be a problem. It should not be an issue. Look for the Archa Shabbos has a bio with these cell phones. Is a cliche mouth. This should not be a problem. That's Aleph. Second is, most places can say you have a heter and welcome mitzvah.
To move a cell phone. That's
not. Yeah, what's the problem? Yeah. It's not. It's the bars don't even come out. It's the old shuvahs, and even that's not segregation. It's not a problem. Second is, most times, we have a Torah Shabbos, Mokim Mitzvah using it over here, definitely get of a Hefzit. They have a Simcha Bon, when he quotes a Moshe to Aser, using an alarm clock, and he quotes a Moshe, but the next line he says, for a mitzvah, for davening is mutter. I don't know how he somehow dropped the Moshe, but he took a Moshe halfway, but not Mokim Mitzvah over here. Third is, an interesting point, come on the Kovitz Alochis, and he wants a Taino, usually in a case of these machines going off, the problem is, Rechosh, that you did it right now. What happened when the tape recorder, the radio goes on? You push the button right now. When your alarm goes off, what are the choshes? They did it last night in an act of a grumo. Is there an issue of a shmos kol when the chashash is not that you did it right now? The chashash is that you did it earlier and you did a grumo. Grumo itself is only a chumro. I did not bono ben yola das yachad over here. So who says the chashash or chshad on the grumo? Yeshon, that's so or not. A fourth point over here is, Metzim, you read the Svarim, there are different types of alarms. There's the electric alarm clock, there's a mechanical alarm clock, and there's the cell phones. Take each one. There's the Geta, the mechanical ones. So you really learn the Sugin Simit Shin Lamaches, the Geta Shmos Kol, I'm happening on Shabbos. Can you make the mechanical ones, the one that goes to the store via sell for 20 shekels, and can you make it go off and on Shabbos? On Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos. What's this? And make you go off and on Shabbos. Big mavuch we learned Shin Lamed Ches. Ma'ase that's Liazor or Biyashiv Shmir Shabbos. They won't be makeup, but the Mizum will say there's no problem. So if you're allowed to do the Shmos call itself the mechanical ones, you can certainly have doing it. You can certainly do the Goyim of that. Should not be a problem. You get to the electric ones. Are they mutter osir? So what are you really doing? You're pushing the button up and down, and the LED red light goes on over here. And the question is, what exactly are you doing in chashmal over here? Is there any real is over here? It's not that simple. Most of us might have a cell phone that we're using today and age. We're not using the mechanical one, not the electric one. It's a case of a cell phone. A cell phone, the you cannot change in Shabbos. That's simple. You cannot do that. So it comes out from Mokum Mitzvah, Luchiyah V'Heter, but to have music, MBD, Shreki, or anything else, there is no Heter. That's not Mitzvah. There's no Mitzvah to have MBD playing to wake you up.
Yeah, but who's going to make up to music every day?
Besides Alokha Tovko Samach, that if you do not go, the Ramah himself sounds like the Heter of music is only Mutter not to wake you up. I mean, everyone holds today's day and age, looks among the Shonagim, Kidna Zain, they'll listen to music or not. But Moshe says he's not allowed to listen to music all year round. Right, Bishayim. Maisa was summoned upon the Yad Ramah, the Ramah himself is Mekel. The Ramah himself says, you wake up, you cannot listen to music. Stam Makasha, how can you listen to music when you wake up? But Eshia, without that Sugya, without that Sugya, you have no head on Shabbos, because what does he have to have? Mokka Mitzvah. So put on a strange sound. What does he have to put in MBD? I think everyone knows MBD is still around, right? Wilhelm and David. Or Avram Fried, or Shraki, or anything else in that, let's say. Or Muki. Whatever they play over here. Whatever it is, Maisa, I don't think there's a head to putting on music. That's Clark.
Even if it's your regular tone.
If it's a tone of your phone ringing.
If it's your regular ringtone.
If it's a ringtone as if a phone ringing, you'll have a head to a phone.
Also, you can tell today's music just goes one paragraph of the song over and over. That's what it is, right? It's not the whole song. Like you don't have a 4-minute ringtone.
I have these people, it depends. In shul, when I hear it go off, They go. Actually, my daughter goes. Right. Only, it depends. Depends who. I've heard different ones.
Like 10 seconds.
Depends which ones.
I heard you should check the speaker.
But again, I'm still not sure. This is ahead. Okay, you have to know the Matthias. What do people see when they hear go off? You have to make it listen to all 10 seconds. Oh, it's really. I'm not sure. There's a hatch over there. Not clear.
Whoever is that nosy will stay outside for longer than 30 seconds.
I'm not sure. The hair go off. You think what happened? Tape recorder. Fine. Sivav over here. We have a Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph that says Lo Yitzer Chay B'Machtoy Samuch HaShechel Shem Yitzchak B'Yitzay. A tailor should not go out with a machat with a needle Samuch to the evening. You might go out with it on Shabbos. Come on the Gemara, and the Gemara is Mamshik and says by the case of a tefillin that's on his head is mutter. Says in the Shavua, the mitzvah to be mashmesh the tefillin, and also tells us, and you have isra of being masiach das. That means we have a Mishnah that says that a chayit cannot go with the needle inside his hand, inside his baggage, it's to be a lochel, be a machlekes, and mashenkin tefillin, I says mutter. Let's make that a little bit practical. We're not tailors over here, and we're not wearing tefillin over here. So, first, number one, when is this man you cannot go out? So it says over here, the case of Samul Chashaycha. The Alocha brings down the Yishalmi, the Ben Chanal brings down, that it means from Mincha Ketano. That means from 4:14 onwards, you cannot do that. How the Alocha goes on further, and says it's not brought down by the Paiskim. It says the Maestro, the Prim Godim, and the Hashalm says the Loshna Samach, like by, we know by Samach Mincha, means a half hour beforehand. Samach, the Chashaycha means a half hour beforehand. Therefore, Shkia right now is 7:40. From 7:10 and onwards, you cannot go out with a makat, with filling you're allowed to. That's Aleph. Second is, you cannot go out to a Shisarab. You can go out to a Caramelis. The Gemara itself in the Machlok is Abaya versus Rava. Abaya says, he, Kula Chal Exerihi. Mashenken, Rava says over here, it's Exer Lexera, therefore it's Mutter. The Locha usually is Abaya versus Rava. A Locha like Rava, Chutzmi Al Kigam. The question is, if so, does Manazek can be Mekel with Rava? Kamal Mugarvam says, since we do not have Rishis Rabban Bismanazer, therefore we should not have this Isser. We're talking about Bush Yontov, the El Rabo, the Graz, and others, or Chasulchon. Kamal Mugarvam says 2 points. Number one, it's true, they might not have Rishis Rabban Bismanazer, couldn't do Rishis Shoinim. Have Rishon disagree and say, we do have Rishis Rabban Bismanazer. Aleph. Second, he ends with Orpha the Goin, and he said, the Goin says, I'll tie a heter of a Caramelist, a Dafka Samach, to Chashaychel within a half hour. But how about imach hashecha? That means a couple of minutes before the night time. Yet mamash have an iser. Even my kids are camelous. Even over here, Rav agrees the mindset's also. Divo camel. What?
Hashecha is not tisim.
Whatever your hashecha is, whatever the Israelite saw on Shabbos is means imach hashecha. Hash means shkia. Like on Shabbos you can't do it. If going to the gezer over here. If shkia is also shkia shnia shkia, you should either one you want. A shkia. Imach hashecha. Of course, we also a couple minutes before it. Number three, it says machat. What about other objects? Not a case of machat, not a case of anil. Speaks out the mishmur, best before she grabs, but who didn't share chavis piyoda? Any object in your hand is a problem. Our chashulchan went this way. The gam is a trash, so what kind of daf case of a machat? The mishmurachai wants a dafka, a machat, because that's always in the tailor's hand. But my mishmur says any object. Well, another first three clone. Building upon this, can you take a siddur to shul? Talking from Zalman. Was he had to take a siddur shul when walking shusarabim? What's he had to take a chumash shul? Loi, you cannot go out with a machat or any object. Someone chashaycho. Why should he yishkach and he still be carrying it when he hits Shabbos? How can you go walk out in Flatbush carrying it on Route 9 in Lakewood, carrying it places in Oyev? How can you do that? Shlomo Zalman and the Shul Obach. What's the answer? They want to be machmer. What's the answer? Oh, so could take the same idea of the garbage.
But you're not bringing it to shul.
Oh, so Lechor answers the same point. Come on, Shmir Shabbos, when he quotes B'Shalom Zalman, and also comes to Loch of the Pesach Shubas and say, Lechor Yesh Lechalik. When you have the mach at the hand, you have no real destination, what to go do with it. Numerous times, you're taking here to put it there. You're taking the garbage to put it somewhere. You're taking the siddur to put it somewhere. You're bringing the salad to your shochein, or to your place going to a Shabbos to put it there. And you plan to get there before Shabbos, because you can't carry any place. There's no Erev over here. So when you have a destination or a place in Wanatayno, so the whole mahos of taking it and bringing it is to put it somewhere. It's different in the case of a macha where there is no tachlis shabai. Because the ice in the taino, and it seems to be a stark reason why they make it, when you have a point to go do something with it, there's no kshash. I'm taking the siddur to shul to go dabble with it when it gets before this man. That's my tzayrich. Why is there kshash over here? They do ask, we're saying over here by the case of tefillin, you have a heter, because a mitzvah to mashmish, and us l'siach tas. We have a sugi in Eilim Metzias, they get to your kiss, your wallet, that the loch is that when a person walks in the street, and he loses his wallet, and a person finds it, maybe it's not miyayish, the Gemara said over there, person in the mashmish b'kisai kolosho, and he always knows where his money is. Why? B'chol v'avchum, b'chol nafshecha, you don't forget about yourself, nafshecha, you don't forget about your money. Your money and your life are the same thing over here. But you don't forget. If so, can you carry your wallet? Some chashecho. You have no destination, right? You put it inside your pocket. You take it out. You plan to before Shabbos. Is there a head to some chashecho? Because it's like my tefillin. Tefillin, I don't forget. Here also, I don't forget. The same for Kol Gadol. A few hundred years ago, once Taina, same sugya. Should be more tovir. Meister, the Pirim Gadol, based on love and Mishmu also there, and the grads over there. He says by the case of a kiss, while you have no heter, the sort of mechal kiss as a locha ketanis. Tefillin is also to misiach das. By your wealth, you are allowing misiach das for your money. You do have a heter. You don't have to always have your mind on money. But since you have this heter, you still have the chash. Maybe you won't remember your money over here. And for this reason, you won't have the heter of someone chashaych over here. Which now leads, we have a case over here that a person cannot be a dayim, come and take things from chashaych. That leads to siv zayin. Siv zayin is now, we're not taking it be a dayim. You have the chiv to go check your pockets. So never mind, so you have a Gemara in Dafi Beis, you have a Bryce, the Tanya. The Chananya says, Chayv Odom Lamashmesh, Begodav Er Shabbos Im Chashecho. The Lelum says it with the Mem Adlikin. If you are not Zerchen Seki Gavna, some are Zerchen Seki Gavna. If you are not Zerchen, you say Mem Adlikin over here. And enter with the Mem of Yosef, Hilfse Abosim L'Shabbos. The person of Maisa has a Chiv to go check, and this is a very important Loch of the Shabbos. Now the Mechaba, when he brings it down, his words are Mitzvah. That means Mitzvah Lamashmesh Odom Caleb. And the Elul knows, the Mishnah says, the Bryce says, Chayiv. So the question is, why is the Torah Mechaber, Levush, the Gran, said the word Mitzvah? The Bryce says, and the Rishonim, the Ben Chananel, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rachum, the Manik, the Kerech, all the Rishonim come along and say the word Chayiv. Why did the Mechaber and the Torah switch the Lashon to Chayiv the case of Mitzvah? So, if you're going to Mitzkasha, Rav HaSholchan, Kelim the Bealochan has two Tirutzim. Either he wants to answer, Pir the Goyin, that some of the Chashaycha within a half hour is the case of a Mitzvah. Chananya is discussing imach hashecha. That's the case of chiv over here. Another tarot says the Be'er Locho, even though it says Loshon Mechiyev, it means the idea of mitzvah. It means the concept of mitzvah. But Ech Shia, whether it's a Chiyev or mitzvah, you gotta check your pockets. You gotta check your pockets. Now, to be clear, the Bach over here and the Al-Yabba bring down the Rekeach says the Be'er Locho is sight on men and sight on women. There's no difference. I'm Loshon and Loshon, the same insight. Now, once you're saying a person has to go check his pockets, so the question over here is, let's say you're in a Mokhm of Erev. All of us are Samach on the Erev, the Chol Pachim, Mokhm HaTzarech, and Yishlayim, live in places that have an Erev over here. Do you have to check your pockets? I mean, similar understanding of the Sugya is, Sugya Vaitza, is there any other reason to check your pockets? Come on, the Mokhm Avram says, we have another reason. It's not a Sugya of Mukta. And you tell me you're wearing your Shabbos suit. Who has Mukta in your Shabbos suit? You want much of Shabbos. So once you want much Shabbos, unless you're Machmal disciple to go off right after Shabbos, so you walk Moshe Shabbos, like the Moin Am, Vortam, Meshmer Shabbos, you have right to be the whole time Moshe Shabbos. You have Bayam, it's the Sugya Mokso. Vort down by, come on, every single Sefer, Prim Godim, the Graz, Shabu Shlomit, Kray Sol, Mishabu, and all this, all being that idea, the Sugya Mokso. The question is, Bishlam, in the case of an Erev, you don't have an Erev, the Sugya Mokso, Stavu Dereis, Lachomro. When you get the Sugya Mokso, I'm not sure if I'm looked in my pocket. We call Savu Dabolu Kulo, Lun the Sugya Mokso, numerous times you have a Savu Gishimi Mekol. Why in the world should we choshim inside the sugya of mukso? So that numerous tzuotim had to answer this. The Shartzian starts off with one reason is since it's motzi during the week to put mukso inside your pocket, put money there, put a pen there, a pencil there, whatever you want, your mouth come inside. For this reason, if it's motzi, it's not nechlegen of sofik. Aleph says Shartzian. The second story says efshel avur bekal nam yarkal and aluch in your days with kovyud based upon the sugya psachim daftalid my nafkamin and the Eshel Lur Bekal is not nichon to get of a stovik, even Makom Dabon, you have to check into it. A third teres, brought down by the Prima Golem, not by the Mishnah Bureau. The Sugya Mukso is a smachta on a deraiso. And anything that is a smachta on a Torah will give you a get of a deraiso. And the Evan Nichon get of a stovik deraiso lechomro, based upon the Marsho, Tesu Yoshin, Tesu Shishon in Beidav Gimel. A fourth reason, says the Graz, you don't know what's inside your pockets, because already deal. You read some Yoshua, you just check your pocket over here. Or a fifth reason is, a very important klal is, we don't do some dabbos l'chadchilo. It's not b'di'evet, it's not b'di'evet, l'chadchilo, go check your pockets. So for these five reasons, come along my friend and say, you gotta check your pockets, whether you have an erev or not, whether it's the sugya of Tzor, you also have a bayam, it's the sugya of Mukso. Now let's get to Erev Shabbos. Let's say it comes to a case over here on Shabbos, and you're in a place in the erev, and you checked Erev Shabbos, come on Shabbos, and you want to leave the Eruv. I mean, you left inside your things in the motor. Do you also have to check your pockets? When you want to leave, that means I live next to a place the Eruv ends and you want to leave. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to go check your pockets. That means Aloch is not only an Eruv Shabbos, even on Shabbos, you plan to leave the Yerushalayim Eruv or the bungalow Eruv or the camp Eruv or wherever you are, you have the same Aloch as Ladakh on Eruv Shabbos, even in the case of Shabbos. Now, this is interesting, Shiloh, if you have a chiyuv to check in Eruv Shabbos in the clothing that you're wearing, let's say tomorrow you're going to switch outfits. If you have a chiyuv in Erev Shabbos, then check your clothing that you're going to wear tomorrow. If you don't know what's time, why not? It's part of the memory of the chiyuv. Go check anything you plan to wear in Shabbos. Maestro, the code to Locha says, Lo shemanu v'lo inu dov kizeh. When you wear it, you check it. But otherwise, you don't have to go check it. That seems to be the minigah of the Moinam. According to the question built upon this, this is said over here again. Don't know if you check our pockets. That's very simple over here. The shail over here is, that people, first, you know, a lot of times people, again, there's a lot that everyone knows, not everyone does it. That means when a person, when he comes to shul and he has in his pocket, he says, Rav, this is my pocket, now my pocket is muksa, what can I do with it, my Rav, my money, that means they're telling everyone, I was over this in Chananya. The mamash, they're over this concept over here. That means they're going over the Rav, I was a barbarian, I have to go to tshuva, but what now, what are you going to do with the money? They're over the mamash, this idea over here. But my said, building upon the idea of Chayv, of the mashab, so over here, let's say a person, let's say he has a watch on his hand on Shabbos, he takes it off, could he put it inside his pocket on Shabbos? He blows his nose, the tissue and shul, they don't put on the table, it's not nice. Walk to garbage, terrible. Want to put it inside his pocket. Are you on Shabbos, let's first start with the case there is no Erev. You're in Lakewood, Route 9, you're in Flatbush, a place that there is no Erev. Are you allowed to put things in your pocket on Shabbos? If you have to check and go take it out on Erev Shabbos, maybe you cannot put things inside your pocket on Shabbos. So there's a Mogar Avram that way, and Simin Shin Yud by the Sugya Mokhtan on Siv Zaino there, Siv Kotan Zain. The Kamal that says, the Chura, the whole entire Heter, putting inside your pocket is Shokak, but Beniyak, but Das, what's the Heter? He says, this is halacha here, you have to take things out of your pocket before Shabbos. You cannot put things inside your pocket. The Goin, Maisi Rav, he's medakri upon this not to go do it. The Graz go this way, Simin Shin Gimel. The Maisi Ish, the Chelik Zain, and said he would not put tissues inside his pocket on Shabbos. Gortam the Shain, the Goin, anyone who did it, Oival didn't shall Chananya bepoil. Not Yoiv Chananya that you walked in the shul and said, oh, by accident, Sheval Taisa. Someone put things inside his pocket, he was Oival Chananya bekumvase. Kumvase. A place that is no Erev, I'm saying first. We'll get to the second. First one, there is no Erev, Yoiv bekumvase. Gortam of Shalom Azam and the Shemir Shabbos and the Bris Oilum, of Scharnberg and Chavinevsky and the Ark of Shabbos, all bring down the Maisa to be Machb over here. That means you live, again, in Lakewood, New York, places that have no Erev, you got this problem. However, there is a Shait scene in Simon Shin Yud, when he brings down the Mogar Avram over there, he says, the Mogar Avram says it, but he writes in brackets, I do not know the Makar for this Mogar Avram. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah by Osim, the Maisa, the way the Chotashani explains it to be Meikel. What does he say to be Meikel? Why is it not Chananya? So the David writes, the Seid of Chananya is not, you have to take it out of your pockets. The Seder Chananya is you have to know that it's in your pockets and when you leave the building that you're in, you'll take it out. You have to have the idea. People not know it's in the pocket. You have to know it's there. So what? Fine, that's not the Seder of anything you forget. The Seder is you do not know it's there. Once you know it's there, then you know, I know Shabbos, I know I plan to go leave, I'll take it out. And therefore,
it's to go out. It's
Sibov Shem Yitzchak Yitzchak, what's in your hand, Samu Chasheicho.
And the Tamil
Kis. Shmei
says also,
again, so he explains, he goes on that Meshavu, it's called the Vav. Near to Wooden, Meshavu, and Wooden, Lost in Chutz, I have a rug, Lost in Kis, and I'm not to the Tatl, the Pak from the Mashav Betchilo. So, only if he wants to go outside the area, if he's right now, he wants to put it inside his pocket. And then, again, first it sounds like to keep it in the house, put inside your pocket, mice is mutter. Now, couple cases here. Number one, there is no area. And the mice, there's a rov who gave a shear a certain place, and he wants to, in a mongrel colony, in a camp, he wants to say he has no head to put tissues inside his pocket. People have a factory appointment, so he went over to the dog and finds him. So if I said, what are you thinking, flappish, keep things inside your pocket, a lot of it's mutter. So he didn't want to advise it, but he said, my sense mutter. My sense, again, it sounds like it's a machloikis, and most places, most from my sense, ask it. Shemir Shabbos, ask it. Chaim, ask it, or Shabbos, ask it. Gam, Mishmur, Yish, Lando, Mir. Take Simon Shin Yud, Sakon Chobez. He said, he quotes the Mogar Avram, he said, not know the Makar for it. Not Chloe, he's saying over here. But my sense, from seemed to ask it, Aleph. Second is, let's say you have a place where there is an Erev, even with an area, can you put things inside your pocket? What's the shiloh? Two things is, let's say, again, Hanof has a wonderful Erev. For my son, maybe you'll leave the Erev. Who'll leave the Erev? Well, I live two buildings away from the end of the Erev. And if you want to go to the park, there's a big sign over there, you're leaving the place where exactly the Erev of the Batats is. You're leaving the Erev of Yerushalayim of the Batats. So maybe there's a chashash of leaving the Erev. Building upon this, says the Archa Shabbos, that he's machmo with the Izna Erev. Says, what's the difference if you're close to where the Erev ends or far away from the Erev ends? We see no chilik over here. He comes with the Archa Shabbos and declares, maybe even when there is an Erev, maybe you cannot put tissues inside your pocket on Shabbos, even though you live in a place where there is an Erev, because maybe you go and leave a place where there is no Erev. The Graz, Meissen, Simon, Shin Gimel discusses this point. He writes in parentheses, even when there is an Erev, you cannot put things inside your pocket. Sounds like he wants to be machmer. Maisa, over here, that's what Mishmur sounds like. Only he wants to go out of the Erev, there's a problem. I mean, Mishmur's words are, you plan to go out of the Erev, then don't put inside your pocket. If you have an Erev, then it doesn't sound like there isn't any Issa over here. Rav Chaim Noh also, he says, even though the Graz writes in parentheses, Kidua, when he writes in parentheses, he means he wants to look back about the Lofa, he wants to think about it again. And the Chaim Noh writes, when there is an Erev, there is no problem over here. The Mazubah went this way, because Keshuvah goes this way. That means it comes out putting things inside your pocket in the two cases. When there is no Erev, Be'ikin Esrom seem to be Machmer. You're in a house, again, in Flatbush, again, be clear, on the side there is no Erev, I don't want to get involved in any politics over here. on Route 9 on the side. There is no Erev over here. But inside your pocket, the Ikkid, the place in Mesa of Machmer. In a place where there is Erev, and maybe you can tell me if this Chumrah over here, you'd be Samech on the Yerushalayim Erev or the extended Yerushalayim Erev. Maybe you can argue the point which Erev you want to be Samech on with this Allah over here. If not, you don't plan to leave the area, it should not be a problem, not be an issue. What? It doesn't say that. One last point over here, that let's say you're wearing clothing, don't plan to wear outside. Example says from your pajamas, when you night clothing, about there is no Isser. The whole night Isser is because you forget, you go outside, you're wearing in the clothing. The clothing you won't wear, of course, not be a problem. My mentorship next time, we're going jumping to Simon Reish Samach, because we did from Reish and Gimel Reish to Reish and Tess, Shia Chazarat, one of that, and the whole thing in between, going to Reish Samach, plus Simon Reish Pei. That's local.
Oh, yeah.